We are learning Masech Lesukah, Daf Chaf Pei Amar Beis, and we are beginning 13 lines from the top, middle of a line, Gufa. Gufa, Amar Rab Abba, Bazav, Da Amar Rav. Ovel, Chayev, V'chol Mitzvah, Samuris, V'tayra. Ovel is Chayev in all the mitzvahs. Like we spoke after Rosh Hashanah, we say besides, it could be the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, it could be the not allowed to do, but all mitzvahs, the Chayev, all mitzvahs. Chutz mitzvillin, besides mitzvillin, why tefillin is different. Shrei Nema Behen, says in the Pasuk, Pe'er, Min da Amal Rachmah Le'yecheskel, Pe'ercha Chav V'sholecha. In the Nevuah of Yecheskel, Hashem tells Yecheskel that your wife is going to die and you're not allowed to sit Shiva and be misabel over her. And that will be a simon to Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael will go into Golis and there won't be any menachemim, there won't be anyone consoling them either. Why? Because they're all going to be going into Golis. And if there's no one to console you, then you don't keep Avelis. So a simon to that, Yecheskel is going to lose his wife. And the Pasuk says that he shall wear tefillin. Pe'ercha chavush alecha. He shall wear tefillin. But it's mashma. It says the Pasuk, Pe'ercha chavush alecha, uno alecha, tasubar aglecha. Wear tefillin, put on shoes. Veloy sata asafam. All the alachas veil, don't keep avelas. And saying, wear tefillin, so it's mashma. But an avil doesn't wear tefillin. So that's how you know that an avil does not wear tefillin. Because it said, Yecheskel, you should not keep avelas and wear tefillin. But the question is, so why the Gemara say, because it's called Pe'er? What's the Lashon? It's not because it's called Pe'er, it's because there's a din in Avelis that you don't wear tefillin, like we're in the Cheskel. So on that, Tosfos explains on Daf Chafayim and Aleph that if not for that it's called Pe'er, you would say that just like Yecheskel had to wear tefillin when he was an Oval, and it's Mashma, if he was a regular Oval, he would not wear tefillin, maybe you would think he doesn't keep any mitzvahs. Kamash v'lo, no, it's dafka tefillin because it's called pe'er, and that's why that's an exception. Since pe'er is called a glory, you don't wear a pe'er on your head when you're an avelis, because it's supposed to be ashes on your head. So you don't wear tefillin when you're avelis. That's why dafka that halacha that says meforish is learned out from Yecheskel that an avel does not wear tefillin. Like the Gemara explains, atun mechayeves, you have to wear tefillin. Avel kuliyama, other avelim patiri, do not wear tefillin. The Gemara now qualifies as halacha of not wearing tefillin. Hanimil b'yamrishin, it's only the day of the Misa, the Avel does not wear tefillin. The Chsiv Achrisa Kiyoymar. It says in the Pasuk, when it talks about Avelis, Achrisa Kiyoymar, so you see the Yoymar is one day, the day of bitterness is one day, and therefore the Avelis the Arise is only one day. So the only day you don't wear tefillin is the first day of the Misa or the Kfura. But after that, you do wear tefillin, the Avel does wear tefillin, the Kalukah Shachan Aruch, the certain halachas, that maybe if there's a Panam Chadosh or someone's not Belavaya comes to the Shiva house, on the next day, you shouldn't put on the tefillin in front of him. You should put on the tefillin privately and then come inside. Once it's on, you don't have to take it off. Al-Kapanim, there is a halacha of that an Avil does not wear tefillin, but only on that day and not any time after that. Zakhtu Gemara Vaita. Va'amar Rav Abba Bar Zav Dam Rav. Avil Chayev V'Sukkah. Avil is Chayev to sit in a Sukkah. That means someone who's Lo'aleinu in Avelis, he's Chayev to eat in a Sukkah. Pshita, it's Pashut. It says you Chayev all the mitzvahs. Why should you Chayev in Sukkah? So the Rama the Tema Hoil Rav Abba Zav Dom Rav Mitzar Potem Nasukah Hani Nam Mitzar. Who maybe you'd say we know the halacha is that someone who's Mitzar who's in pain is part of Masukah. He's also Mitzar. He's busy with Avelis. So maybe he's part of Masukah. Kamash Lo No Hani Mili. The only time there's a Ptur of Tzar is Tzar de Mela, a Tzar that comes from the Sukkah, which Rashi explains means that it's sunny or it's too cold or it smells. The schach smells, that's a called mitzdar. It's mitzdar from the sukkah itself. Avahach, he would become mitzdar nafshei. Here, the sukkah is fine. It's he himself who has tzar. He should make himself feel better, and then he'll be able to sit in the sukkah. And other Rishonim speak out even more, that the raya is that if he goes into his house, he won't feel any better. So mitzdar means only something that if you stay in the sukkah, you don't feel good. If you go back into your house, you feel better. When it comes to avelis, you're not going to feel any better going into your house. That's the raya. It's nothing to do with the sukkah. And therefore, kamash lon, that a avil's chayiv in a sukkah does not have the ptur of mitzdar. So I'm talking about another member from Abba Zavdav. Honor Abba Zavdav Marav. Chosin v'ashashvinim v'chobnei achupa ptur min a sukkah. Kol shiva. The chosin and his people will help him. All the people from the chuppah, they're being mesameach. The chosin, the kala, a potter from sukkah the whole 7 days. They're busy with a mitzvah. My time, when they won't have to mesameach the chosin, the kala. And since they're busy with a mitzvah, so they're a potter. So that's a pasuk pshat. The Ran in the beginning learns like that. The Meiri learns like that also. That's a oisik a mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah mesameach chosin the kala. So since these shashvinim and these guests and the chosin himself is busy being mesameach the chosin the kala. Therefore, it's a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. What you see from there is, even though it's a mitzvah derabbanon to mismeach chasav kala, pashas a mitzvah derabbanon. The goyin actually in Shulchan Aruch brings a raya from this halacha that it's a mitzvah deraisa to mismeach chasav kala. But kapanim pashas Tosfos in Bracha says it's a mitzvah derabbanon, and the chiddush is that even a mitzvah derabbanon, even if a mitzvah derabbanon, you're busy with a mitzvah derabbanon like be mismeach chasav kala, you're potter from sukkah for that. That's the way the pashas pshat is. The Raivid in the Asagas in the back, and the Ran in the second, at the end of his words, the Ran learns a different pshat. Why? The Shoshvinim of the Chosin and the Bnei Chuppah are part of Masukah. The reason is because they're Mitzta'er. Because since they have to be Mitzameach, the Chosin and the Kala, so therefore they can't be busy eating in a Sukkah. He says like this, the Raivid, read the Lashon of the Raivid. V'hayda p'tirim Masukah m'shem Mitzta'er hu. D'loy chodu b'hadi Chosin, if he has to be busy in the Sukkah and he can't go Mitzameach the Chosin, kol shiva Mitzta'erim heim. He's be Mitzta'er. And we said, if you go anything that you go back into the house, be, feel better, then that's called a tzar machmas a sukkah. Here, if you go into the house of the chuppah, you're going to be mesmeil chasam akala. So, and you can't do that in the sukkah, so it's called a mitzdar. That's the pshat derived. So we have two pshatim why the bnei achuppah are potter from sukkah. Either as oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah, and then the chiddush is even by the rabbanon. And or pshat is alts mitzdar. Mitzdar can't mesmeil chasam akala. A very makam agav. You see from here how important mitzvah simchas makala. Someone goes to a chasana, he should have in mind he's not going there to eat the steak. He should have in mind he's going to mesameach chasam makala. He's hopping around a big mitzvah, a mitzvah that if he's someone shenim will knock out sukkah. That's how big the mitzvah is. I know someone of his chashav yid. He comes, you watch him by a chasana. He's mamish having kavana. He's dancing mamish every minute of mitzvah. It's unbelievable. That's what you do see in this gemara. Okay, let's go back to the gemara. Velechlu besukkah, velechdu besukkah. Let him eat in the sukkah, and we must say the chasam makala in sukkah. Have a great idea. Let's just make the shema brachas in the sukkah. Samara says, no, ain't simcha el b'chuppah. The simcha is only in the makam chuppah. In those days, they had a special place for the chasana, like a little house, not a chuppah, it was like a house, and that's where they spent the whole week. And that's where the simcha is. So that's where they ate, so that's where they eat, so that's what you want to do, the simcha of the whole week you want to do in the chuppah. Lechlu b'sukkah, lechta b'chuppah. So why don't you just eat in the sukkah, and then do the simcha in the chuppah? The simcha is makam suda, and that's where the chasana kala are, and therefore you're making the simcha there. Bring a simple question: just make the whole chasana in the sukkah, and let that be his place. Make the chuppah b'sukkah, which means make that his makam, make the makam of the chasana kala be in the chuppah, in the sukkah. Let it be in the sukkah, let the chuppah be in the sukkah. So, like Tosfos explains, when it says chuppah, it means that's the place where he's hanging out this week. That's the place where he's hanging out. According to some Rishonim, the only place he could say Hasimcha Ma'ina, which is Lashon of Sheva Brachos, is only in the place where he hangs out the whole week. Not if you go from place to place, there's no Sheva Brachos. We don't pass like that, but Tosfos says it's not like that. Akapanim was saying that he can't go to the sukkah and make everything the sukkah because ain't simcha makam suda. So, frekta marakash. Let's eat in the sukkah. Make the chuppah in the sukkah. Do everything in the sukkah. The levit chuppah of the sukkah. Abaye Omar Mishum Yichud. Rashi explains that the derech was used to make the sukkah on the roof, and that's when people come up to climb up to the roof to this makam. So it's very possible people will go downstairs to go to the bathroom to get something, and the kala will be left alone with another person, and it'll be a shayla of yichud, and therefore we don't want everything going on in the sukkah, because that's a secluded place a little bit. That's bias pshat. It's a tzar for the chosin to have his mokum of his chasana in a sukkah. And Rashi explains the reason is because a lot of times the sukkah is very small, and also only has three walls, so it's like a little bit open, and he likes a private place. He wants a nice private hall, a nice private house where he could spend time with his kala, and everyone comes to mesameach him. He doesn't want a place where you can see right in, and it's very small. Therefore, it's not practical to use a sukkah. That's Rava's pshat. My benai, what's that familiar halacha of the Abaye and Rava? If it's sukkah is in a place where people are coming in and out, so lamandi amushim yichud. If you worry about yichud, there's no problem leka because people are going in and out. Lamandi amushim tsar chasa, and if you're on the other holes. That's because a sukkah is not a good place to have your makam of yichasana because it's small and only has three walls. So in Ika, even if a lot of people are there, it's still a problem. He still has tzar. Omer Rav Zeira. Zeira says, when I got married, I know achli b'sukkah v'chayde b'chuppah. When I got married, I ate in the sukkah and I made the simcha in the chuppah, in the house. V'koshik in the chadle b'ayi, I was even happier. The kavid natarati, I chapter in both things, the mitzvah and the makam of the Mokim of the Simcha, and everything was gavaldik. And that's taka, that's how we're noig that we try to do everything in, we try to eat in the sukkah and make the chasana somewhere else. There's actually an important thing you have to speak out. The halacha is you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. Because Eima Arvim Simcha V'Simcha. So the case over here is you got married Erev Yontif and the Shavuot Brachos went into the Sukkah. That's what Rashi speaks out in Divrei Maaschal Tarti. He says, you can't get married in the middle of Yontif. One more Gemara, Tanu Rabbanim, Chosan Vashashvinim Chobnei Chupa, Patura Minat Tfila, the Potter from Davening, Uminat Tfilim, and from putting on Tfilin, V'chayavim Kriyashma, V'chayavim Kriyashma. And Rashi explains on top of Amar Aleph that this Maniyam holds, there's not a hold of Oisik Mitzvah to Mitzvah. Even when you're in the middle of Mitzvah, you have to do all the Mitzvah. There's no Patur of Oisik Be Mitzvah, Potter Minat Mitzvah. So therefore, he's chayiv in Shema. Why is it part of him, Tvila and Tfilin? Two different reasons. Tvila means Shemen Esrei, he's part of because you need Kavana, and he can't have Kavana. They can't have Kavana when they're busy being Mesameach. And Tfilin, they are part of because it's Shricha Shichas of Kalas Rosh. They're very, it's a loss. They're having a good time. They're partying, so they can't put on Tfilin. They're not going to watch it in the correct way. But Kriyash Varash, there's only one Pasuk. You have to have Kavana. You'll manage to get yourself together for one Pasuk. But if you hold Oisik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, Rashi holds, then you'll be part of everything, including Shema. Mishum Rabbi Shiloh Amro on Tapu Chavam Amalav. Mishum Rabbi Shiloh Amro Chosam Potter Vashashvinu Chomri Uchayav. The Chosam is actually Potter from Kriya Shema, and everyone else is Chayiv. Why the Chosam Potter? Rashi says, because he's so Torah than his Mitzvah, he can't even say one Pasuk with Kavana. But Rashi speaks out, but less Lohayim Tanoim, they don't hold Oisik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. That's Rashi Shita. And he's still Potter from Tefillah and Tefillah because they can't have Kavana. Toisvis on Tapu Chavam Amalav argues on Rashi. And he has a problem with this because it's mashma over here that we're adding on that not only the part from Sukkah, the also part from Tefillah and Tefillin. So he says, Avada, we are going around the Yama, Oisik with the part of Mitzvah. But Taisa says, still, the Shashvinin have enough headspace, even while doing the Mitzvah, to say the Pasuk of Kriya Shema with Kavana, and therefore the Chayav in it. It's Taisa's Shutasa that holds in Chav Heyam and Aleph that Oisik with Mitzvah, part of Mitzvah, only part there if you can't do both. But here you could do both. You could say Kriya Shema, you should say it. And you're still chayiv in it. And if I were going to know, Oisik Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, just you're still chayiv in Kriya Shema because you could have Kavana on that Pasuk, that first Pasuk, that's how Tosfos learns the Sugya. So, what is Rashi Tosfos? How to learn the Sugya.